light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. I'm Still Here, A Dog's Purpose. Forever continues the beloved world first imagined by W. Bruce Cameron, now written by longtime collaborator Catherine Michonne. This heartwarming novel follows a devoted dog soul through yet another lifetime, offering readers a powerful blend of comfort, humor, and emotional depth. The story explores how dogs remain spiritually present with the humans they love, even when circumstances change, families grow, and time moves on. Through the eyes and senses of the dog, everyday moments become profound, revealing how loyalty, love, and purpose endure beyond loss and separation. Fans of A Dog's Purpose will recognize the gentle wisdom and uplifting tone, while new readers will be drawn into a touching tale that celebrates the unbreakable bond between people and their pets. I'm Still Here is both a tender tearjerker and an inspiring reminder that love never truly leaves. It simply finds new ways to stay. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the continuing journey of a devoted dog soul at the heart of I'm Still Here. A Dog's Purpose. Forever is the idea that a dog soul can return again and again, continuing its mission of loving and protecting its humans. The story follows this recurring canine spirit through another life, showing how it adapts to new circumstances while still feeling a deep, almost mystical connection to people it has loved before. Readers experience the world from the dog's perspective, with its heightened senses, simple desires, and unwavering devotion. This journey emphasizes that every life, no matter how ordinary it might appear, has meaning when it is lived with love. The dog may change names, breeds, or households, but its core essence remains constant, reminding us that relationships and memories can transcend lifetimes, and that bonds built on loyalty are never wasted. Secondly, love, loss, and the power of staying. One of the most important themes in the book is the emotional arc of love and loss, and how staying present can be the greatest gift. The humans in the story face challenges such as grief, change, and personal hardship, and the dog becomes an anchor of comfort and stability. Instead of focusing only on the pain of saying goodbye, the narrative emphasizes how love continues to exist even after physical separation. The dog intuitively understands when its people are hurting, offering quiet companionship, playful distraction, or just a warm presence at exactly the right moment. Through its unwavering loyalty, the book shows that staying emotionally available, even in difficult times, helps people heal. This theme becomes a gentle guide for readers, suggesting that true love does not disappear. It transforms into memories, resilience, and a sense of being watched over and cared for. Thirdly, the human-canine bond as life's anchor, I'm Still Here, highlights how the bond between humans and dogs can ground us when life feels unpredictable. The dog does not judge, hold grudges, or worry about the future the way humans do. Instead, it lives in the moment, offering affection, enthusiasm, and a calming presence. For the book's characters, this connection often becomes an emotional anchor when they feel lost, lonely, or overwhelmed. Children find confidence and security, adults rediscover hope, and families learn to reconnect through the shared love of their pet. By observing this relationship from the dog's narrative voice, readers are invited to reflect on their own pets and how much unspoken emotional work they do for us every day. The story gently communicates that caring for a dog is not only a responsibility, it is also a life-enriching partnership that teaches empathy, kindness, and appreciation for small everyday joys. Fourthly, finding purpose in ordinary moments. Purpose is a central idea in the broader Dog's Purpose universe, and this book carries that concept forward by showing how meaning is often found in seemingly small acts. The dog's mission is not grand or heroic in a traditional sense. It is simply to be there. Fetching a ball, curling up on a bed during a storm, welcoming someone home, or nudging a hand when sadness appears on a face all become purposeful, almost sacred tasks. The narrative suggests that you do not need dramatic achievements to live a worthwhile life. Instead, quietly showing up for others, offering comfort, and sharing joy are powerful forms of purpose. Through the dog's eyes, readers are encouraged to reevaluate their own daily routines and simple interactions, recognizing that kindness, consistency, and presence may be the most important contributions any of us can make to the lives around us. Lastly, healing, hope, and emotional resilience. Beyond its touching scenes and charming canine narration, I'm Still Here functions as a story of healing and emotional resilience. The characters go through various forms of heartache, from personal disappointments to profound grief, and the dog becomes an emotional companion guiding them toward recovery. The book models healthy ways of processing feelings by showing how characters slowly open up, talk more honestly, and allow themselves to be comforted. The dog's gentle acceptance teaches them to be kinder to themselves, to forgive, and to keep moving forward even when they feel broken. For readers, the story can be both cathartic and reassuring, especially if they have experienced the loss of a pet or loved one. It suggests that while pain is unavoidable, we are never truly alone, and that open-hearted connections, whether with humans or animals, can help us rebuild hope and inner strength over time. In conclusion, I'm Still Here. A dog's purpose. Forever is ideal for anyone who has ever loved a dog, grieved a pet, or found comfort in the steady presence of an animal companion. It will resonate strongly with fans of a dog's purpose and a dog's journey, but it also stands alone as an uplifting, emotionally rich novel for readers who enjoy heartfelt, family-centered stories. This book can benefit your life by offering a gentle framework for understanding loss, healing, and enduring love. Through the dog's calm, loving perspective, it invites you to see your own relationships and daily routines with new appreciation. You should choose this book over many other pet novels because it blends touching storytelling with a deeper, spiritually tinged exploration of purpose and connection. Rather than simply making you cry and move on, it leaves you with a lasting sense of comfort, hope, and gratitude for the animals and people who quietly stay by your side. If you would like to support Catherine Michonne, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Nartree, better life begins in a book.